It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air.
And let's say good morning to Josh Benning, a Lackawanna Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing there, Josh?
Sounds like I'm doing a little bit better than you are.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm doing a lot better than I was the last couple of days.
You still sound...
Barely talk at all. So.
Plugged up, and, you know, I bet...
plugged up.
But, you know what, I bet people enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Not able to talk for a little bit.
I didn't talk less. I just had to go, that kind of thing. So they couldn't understand me, and I'd say things twice, you know. So anyway.
Oh, so I had to talk more.
That's right.
People probably didn't like that.
They probably didn't like it at all. How was your weekend?
It was relaxing. I needed that.
Watch the Vikings win?
Yep.
Yep. That was hardly relaxing, but first half was okay.
I was busy in the kitchen doing stuff when I went most of the game. So.
All right. Well, that's a salute of veteran here.
Of course. Today we're saluting Airman First Class Howard Marcus Rademacher. Howard was born on January 1st, 1935. He was a New Year's baby in Milbank, South Dakota. Passed away on August 30th, 2013. He entered active duty in the United States Air Force on June 10th, 1957 in Seattle, Washington. Was honorably discharged 4 years later on June 9th, 1961 at Tyndall Air Force Base in Panama City, Florida. He was a motion picture lab specialist. So, in other words, he developed photos for the 4756th Air Base Squadron at Tyndall Air Force Base. And he earned the Good Conduct Medal for his service during peacetime. So we thank you, Howard, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
Very good. We always like to thank all the veterans on our program here.
That's right.
Well, let's get to the topic at hand, dealing with lung cancer screening today.
Yes, approximately 900,000 veterans are at risk of getting lung cancer, according to the VA. The American Legion sent out a press release on October 3rd encouraging veterans to receive low-dose CT scans to screen for lung cancer. VA estimates about 900,000 veterans are at risk for getting lung cancer. Ahead of National Lung Cancer Screening Week, which is November 12th through the 15th, VA is encouraging eligible veterans to register for a low-dose CT scan, or LDCT. Respiratory cancers of any type are presumptive to be related to military service for veterans that are exposed to Agent Orange herbicides used in Vietnam, Thailand, South Korea, and other places, as well as for Gulf War, Iraq, and Afghanistan veterans, OEF, OIF, post-9/11 veterans, and veterans that worked on and around asbestos. So... You know, a lot of Navy crew that worked around ships or pipe fitters. Or,
yeah, a lot of that old stuff I'm sure was covered with it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Talking to a guy, he said, we would get powdered asbestos and we would, you know, make plaster out of it with water and to cover the pipes with. I'm like,
yeah, nobody thought anything of it, so.
Yeah. No,
didn't know at the time. So.
Fireproof and, but.
Thought it was a good thing.
Yeah. Those eligible for LDCTs through the VA are veterans 50 to 80 years old who currently smoke cigarettes or have quit within the last 15 years or have a smoking history of at least 20 pack years, which means smoked a pack a day for 20 years. That includes me. But I recently quit.
That's a good thing.
Oh, yeah. It's tough, but or if you smoke two packs a day for 10 years. Now, that's an expensive habit.
I'm going to say you saved yourself a lot of money.
Yeah. Don't know where it goes, but there's no cost for annual LDCTs, but there may be copayweight abnormal findings, like some specialty care costs $50 for certain veterans who are above an income limit. LDCT can find lung cancer at an early stage when a chance for a cure is greater. However, it also may detect lung abnormalities that don't turn out to be lung cancer. Veterans are encouraged to discuss the pros and cons of lung cancer screening with their health care provider. VA provides more details on what to expect before, during, and after a lung cancer screening. And remember, the best way to prevent lung cancer is to quit smoking. So I didn't know this was a quit smoking article, but it is.
Well, it's a good advice.
Yep. For more information, well, both you and I are
ex-smokers.
Yep.
I have, unfortunately, a nephew who was just diagnosed with lung cancer, long-time smoker.
Well, yeah, my grandmother had lung cancer.
We're going treatment right now, so.
Yep. Remember, for more information about quitting tobacco, call VA's Tobacco Quit Line at 855-QUIT-VET. That's 855-784-8838. Sign up for VA's Smoke-Free Vet text messaging program. You can go to mentalhealth.va.gov/quit-tobacco. And you can also go to veterans.smokefree.gov. VA has myriad programs to help quitting smoking. I'm actually getting my nicotine patches through the VA myself, but they also offer lozenges, gum, counseling sessions, group therapy, and these phone numbers and text messaging programs as well. So
the big thing, you got to convince yourself it's a good idea to quit, because otherwise, you know, a lot of the tools and things won't do much unless you really want to quit.
Well, breaking my back kind of helped.
That probably, yeah. Well, you don't have to go that far.
The way I look at it, pain trumped craving.
Right.
But that helped. That worked for me. I don't recommend that to anybody else.
No.
But,
see, plus, I just flat out quit one day. Threw them out the window, and that was the end of it. So, you know, different strokes for different folks.
That's right.
But if you don't want to quit, you won't.
Nope. And there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well on that.
And what's that number?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse.
Garden level. Yep.
Well,
get a little leafy.
Leafy, but, you know, it's kind of dry, so
right.
It's not as green as
unfortunately.
It could be, but... this week, though, Tuesday, I have a meeting in St. Paul, so I'll be out of the office Tuesday. And then Wednesday is I'm also county safety officer, so we have employee safety training most of the day on Wednesday. So just Monday, Thursday, and Friday would probably be the best ways to if you're looking to walk in or give me a call. But reach us by phone at 598-3445.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thanks for the info there, Josh. We will chat again next Monday morning.
Sounds good.
Josh Benega, Black Barrel Veteran Service Officer, with us on Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92. Join us again next week.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW, Black Barrel County Post 1656, and Dawson VFW, Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.
It's 9:24 here at KLQP Radio.
The music you grew up with.